Exclusive: Nevada Republican Guy Nora hammers Governor Steve Sisolak for not giving up COVID emergency powers. Power is given to you, you don't take it. By Jacob Bliss on April 11, 2022. Nevada Republican gubernatorial candidate and venture capitalist Guy Nora hammered Governor Steve Sisolak, D., this past weekend on Breitbart News Saturday for not giving up his emergency powers after restrictions were lifted in the state, saying, "Power is given to you, you don't take it." Nora, who was born in Lebanon and moved to the United States as a teenager after taking up arms at 15 years old to fight for his country, is the co-founder of Alta Partners, a firm that invests in healthcare and life science companies. During his time on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Saturday, he addressed the problems in his home country. He stated that when he was 15, his country was divided along sectarian lines, and the politicians were making it worse. Nora noted that sometimes that sounds very familiar to what is happening in the United States. In places like the Nevada, when the governor, Sisolak, keeps his emergency powers instead of giving them back. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Guy Nora, April 9, 2022. Nora explained that he would make a great governor due to his years working as a venture capitalist. If I can get five venture capitalists to agree on the direction of a company, I will get legislatures and assembly people to work with me and Senate people to work with me. And I know all the leverages of power and what to push and what not to push when you have leverage, when you don't have leverage, and what to do when you have leverage and when you don't have leverage. So it was an amazing experience. After finishing his MBA, he wanted to help people and not work for large corporations like Quaker Oats. He wanted to invest in the future, in companies that are actually going to cure real diseases for real people all the time. Just an amazing opportunity, noting that he has been able to give so much over the years. Asked why he is running to be Nevada's next governor, Nora said, "I have lived the American dream." He added, "I have to make it available to as many people as I can in my state. And you do that by leadership and by taking the position of the executive." But ultimately, Nora said, "I'm coming in with just one goal: to make the state, the governance of the state, work. I had a calling when I was 15, or 14. It's not like I, you know, someone somewhere, and I know who told me to do this," he further explained. "I was sitting in the mountains of Reno during the COVID crisis. And someone somewhere told me, 'Gosh, I know you didn't expect to do that twice in one life, but you're gonna have to go out, fight for your country again.'" Nora said that, unlike the other Republicans running in the primary, "I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. Starting a plumbing business 30 years ago does not make you a businessman. Running a police department, where the budgets are already set up, does not make you a businessman. I am the only person that can solve the problems for the state. There's no question," he added, going after his opponents. "I'm also a Republican that can win. Why? Because I have the experience. I have the life story. I have the demeanor. I have the toughness. I have the resources. So all of these things really, really matter in this race. And that's why I think I'm the best choice for our primary voters. The people of the United States and, of course, the people of Nevada have seen what happens when you put a businessman in charge," he noted. "Great things happen across the board. That's the first thing. So I have that going for me. The second thing is that you want a Republican that can win. Everybody thinks that because it's going to be a good year. You know, any Republican can win any generic. That's not true. Because the electorate of Nevada is actually roughly, you know, the numbers are a little different. It's roughly one-third Republican, one-third independent, and one-third Democrat." Nora hammered Sisolak by saying he handled the whole COVID situation backwards. "If there is a case study for what not to do in a state like ours, that's what he did. You can do the case study. From the lockups to the mandates to even, you know, just because President Trump wanted hydroxychloroquine to actually banning it in our state." He, Sisolak, has still not given up emergency powers, Nora continued. "Life is normal in the state of Nevada right now. And yet, he still is running on emergency powers. So there's this. There's this power hungriness that I don't understand, because power is given to you. You don't take it. People give you power when you're the leader." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.